Number five, bro. Episode number five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Number five. And we're out here, your boy Matty G, your boy RG. Whoa, R-Dub.
Whoa.
I done goofed that one, bro. Hey, can we start over?
Hey, you cannot let him see that one, bro.
Nah.
He'll be on your ass for that
he
one.
He don't listen, bro.
No.
The problem is the extra.
He don't, huh?
He gonna hear that one.
Yeah, I know he can listen, but he can't read. Good thing we ain't reading books around here.
Dude, good thing he ain't here, bro. You guys got into it. Like, if you guys missed the last pod, these dudes got into it, like, pretty much right away. We weren't on the air for 20 seconds. You guys
bro,
were
be like
shots.
That. Dude got a mouth on him. I got it. I'm here
sure
to
he
set
could,
him straight.
Hey, he could say that. He said that plenty of times with you, too, bro. You got...
I got more than a mouth on me, you know.
Oh, he got plenty of it. He got plenty. Oh, here we go, bro.
Come on, son.
Here we go. Welcome back.
Rip my crew neck.
He's about to... Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 5 out here. We got a good one for you today. We got a few things that we definitely want to talk about. Manny G and I always like sit down. We actually think about what it is we want to cover in the topics of these pods and everything. And obviously him and I were talking about the ISF competition.
Yeah.
That just went down.
Went fire, bro. It was sick, dude. It like when you guys were out doing your thing at the event, I got to like catch like glimpses of the stream and stuff, dude. Going hard, bro. Going hard.
I didn't get to watch the live. And the reason I didn't get to watch the live is because like Matt said, we were at an event. But
shout out.
Yeah, shouts out to our boy Tom.
Yeah, bro.
Over at Platinum Collision Center. He's a good dude. And he just opened up this new spot over in the Winchester area. So we had to cruise down, make an appearance. He's a good dude. One of our...
super nice family, too.
Yeah.
The kid's sick.
Yeah, little Brody.
Yeah.
Bro, they're all really cool. They're
super cool
people.
Yeah, super cool people.
But yeah, we were over there, set up a booth and everything, kind of like did our thing. But the live stream was going hard, is what I heard. How was the quality of it? Because I always want to know about that, and being that this is one of the few I've missed.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Bro. I don't want to step on any toes around here.
No, come on. We got to give, honest. Like, because I want to know.
Jay Hirsch killed it, like normal. Mm-hmm. He's sick. He's nasty with it.
Yeah,
he's good at announcing all that. He's cool. That wasn't the problem. It was just the fact that there was like this weird static noise the whole time. The whole time.
Hmm.
Like you could hear him talking, but like during the run, like I want to hear what he's saying.
Right.
Because like all these flippy dudes, I don't know what trick it is. I need it. It's like a subtitle for me. It's like a subtitle, I swear.
As kid does a bri flip, you struggling over there?
Bri flip, like the one flip is cool. I know what a buttercup is and all that, umbrella. But hey, once you start adding whips... And finger whipping into buttercups and all that. Hey.
Not for you.
Over my head.
Right over.
Damn. I can't comprehend it.
Damn.
It's like Algebra 2. Just kidding.
Stop.
But the stream was sick. The writing was sick. But like, other than that, the audio was kind of boofed up. And then like, they had a bunch of different cameras set up around the park. And like.
That's cool.
But.
Uh-oh.
They would like have some kid like. He'd like be going into one section of the park and then they would swap to a different camera thinking it was the right camera. But like, bro, I'm staring
out.
At nothing. Right. So like missing certain people's runs, stuff like that. You know, I'm not expecting it to be ESPN level.
Right. I mean,
broadcast kind of thing. But all in all, it was cool. It was good. Just like so I can watch it. I watched it. I watched what I got out of what I wanted to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Could have done without like that noise. Other than that, I was chilling.
I wonder who's going to be what's going to be the first event where it is ESPN level when it comes to the broadcasting.
I don't know.
Because I know the main thing when it comes down to is the cost, of course.
Yeah,
it's expensive,
dude.
Bro. It's expensive as hell.
You got to pay a whole team.
Yeah, you got to pay a whole team. Not to mention audio equipment. Like our audio, this setup, just our audio stuff was like $3,000. It's a lot of money, dude. And could you imagine putting that kind of money towards something and not using it twice?
No.
Like use it once.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you are already a broadcasting company.
Rah.
So, but I am curious all the time. Like, who's going to be the first one? And
that's a good question.
You got to rent. You rent the crew. I know that's how it goes.
Basically, yeah.
I know Nitro does a pretty good job at it. But who's going to be the first one that's like on that next level?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That's a good question. To like actually be like on a real channel, like a real website kind of thing.
I think like ISA. Worlds are pretty that's probably the premier of the actual within scootering the broadcasting event
because
they have everything right. You know, they have the name you know, the whole badge pops up for their name. You got a photo sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it was for the last stream, but I've seen them to where they had a photo of the rider. Was it ISC? Yeah, it would have been the one in Barcelona. Yeah. Like they had it done right, and it was really, really cool.
Yeah, it's sick to see. It's almost like an off-brand X Games kind of thing, just like where you can see like everything. Like you have the riders' pictures and like their runs and stuff. That's what I want to see, you know, because like the streaming's cool, but like I'm trying to see like, you know,
stats,
like, you know,
where's this person from?
And like getting real in depth, you know, like, yeah, where are they from? How old are they? And like how long they've been riding? Stuff like that, dude.
Which I think is fair.
Yeah.
I think it's fair, but I also think it's just because we're spoiled at this point.
No, hey.
You know, everybody's spoiled when
I'm out here, like, it's almost like people are like, man, dang, man, nothing's good enough for you, bro. Nah.
Yeah, it's not that nothing's good enough. You know, it's just like,
there's just like another,
and you want it to see it get
good. That's what
I'm
saying.
You want to see it go to the next level.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to see it get there, you know. I'm not trying to dog anyone like during the broadcast.
No, absolutely not. Like, I don't think so either.
Like I said, I'm not trying to step on toes or anything because it's sick. No, I got what I got out of it. But, you know, if you could it'll take us up there.
I mean, I think the riding's unbelievable.
Bro,
right now,
riding's going hard, bro.
Because I know.
Going hard.
Cody won. Chris got second.
Yep.
I can't remember who got third.
Me either, because I missed Cody's run. I saw Chris's first run. The first day.
Because
they rode 2 days, right? Did they ride something like that on
Sunday? Yeah, it was 2 days. I think it was a final or a semifinal and then a final.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch any of Sunday, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah,
it
was I just saw Instagram feeds.
Yeah. I saw Chris's run live, and then I saw the first couple heats before that live. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we had a bunch of people start coming in. So.
And we gotta give him some love, bro. Your boy.
Just kidding, bro. Steve-O. Dog. Our boy Steve-O went out, killed it, repping RaymondWarner.com the whole
Come
nine.
Come on, son.
With
Come
the
on,
whole
baby.
Tea. Yeah, he went hard, bro. Well, he got
six.
You got six, right?
Six.
Yep.
Six.
So that means he qualified?
He's qualified. But
Shoot. The
ISF has now, they're calling it a postponed Worlds. It's not. It's a cancel. It got canceled, bro.
What?
You can't say it's post, because Worlds got, again, air quotes, postponed. To 2022, which me personally, I'm saying that's canceled. You can't have 2021 Worlds in 2022. It's canceled.
Are we gonna call it 2021 Worlds?
Yeah,
just like
but what they're saying, what is kind of nice is like everybody that qualified this year goes to the next one.
But why are they canceling it?
It's gotta be a COVID thing, dude. It has to be
again.
Yeah, because it's international. Oh, it's not just and even in the U.S., bro. I went to Chino, and we had to wear like we were gonna go into In-N-Out. You saw that too, dude?
Bro,
how ridiculous is that,
dude,
bro?
Dude, I was going to the Ducks game last night. We went to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Dude, I walked in. You can't sit down. And like, as soon as I walked in, someone was like, oh, what do you need? They're like, almost like, what are you doing in here?
I need a sandwich.
I'm hungry. Be that.
You got
dude, it was weird. I walked out. I was like, can I not sit? You couldn't sit in there, bro.
Yeah,
the only person eating was the dude that was working there. You can't, dude, blocked off. What's happening? We're not going back, are we?
Oh, dude. I think it's just because we have, like, within Rivers, we don't want to get too far in it. It's just a constant roller coaster. It's always back and forth with this crap.
Yeah.
But like, in Riverside County, we don't have, our sheriff's like, nah, bro, we ain't doing it. We ain't doing it. It's over. So essentially, like in Marietta, Temecula, like all of Riverside County, Inland Empire, it's pretty much right now. As of right now, it's toast. It's done.
Yeah.
Unless you work in a large business, a bank,
yeah,
a grocery store, Best Buy, something like that. That's about it. But even then, it's not on the customer's end.
Yeah,
it's always it's always on the worker's end. Like they have to wear their mask, and that's pretty much where it ends.
Unless you're at like one of those big events or like any kind of like. Music festival, concert, nothing.
Because that's in San Diego County
or
whatever.
Play.
Yeah, no.
Even the Ducks game last night, bro. Like, you cannot get in unless you have a vax card. And if you don't, you have to have, like, a positive test within the last 24 hours or something like that.
You mean a negative one?
Negative, yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, definitely no positive. Negative, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And then they have, like, a rapid test thing there. I don't even know if you have to pay for it, though, bro.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
I mean, it's kind of nice, but if you got to pay for it, bro, that ain't nice.
No,
it
ain't
I spent more getting two beers than I did getting the tickets alone. I'm not playing. Bro, well, what is going on?
I don't know, bro. Hey, on a more positive
note.
Yeah,
we'll switch back. We'll switch back.
On a more positive note, as of... Say a second.
I think today's the third.
Oh, Jesus.
Monday?
Yeah, it's the third.
Monday was the first.
As of November 1st, Scooter Zone has officially been open for one whole year.
1 year old, man.
We have been around for a whole year, bro.
It's crazy.
Did not feel like it.
Nah.
It felt like a while. I mean, I ain't going to say it felt like, no, 2 months, because obviously anyone says that is an idiot. But it felt like seven. It felt like seven months.
It did.
But I feel like we've grown way more than, like, we've been here for. Like, we've been here for 2 years.
Yeah. Shoot.
Like, even looking, like, look, yeah, we got the whole half pipe in here right now. We have
way more shelves in here and racks and stuff than we did when we opened. That's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah,
we have a whole dance party in here when we first opened.
Shoot, you ain't lying, bro. I mean, we had so many people in here that first day, dude.
I'm not lying. I had no idea what I was doing that day.
That's okay.
I was running back and forth, not doing.
I didn't either. I own this thing.
Someone
I had
like,
no
people
clue,
asking
bro.
Me questions. I'm like, I'm like,
But I think people were ready for that though. Like, it's your first day open, bro.
Yeah.
We've never had
one single soul.
Not one single customer. The only other customer that we had. Was Hunter Suits.
That was right before that.
Yeah, it was before that because he came in. It was like right after we got the building. He came in.
Oh, yeah.
He's
him
like, bro.
And, him and Cam.
Yeah, he's like, you got a Pandemonium I could buy? I want to be your first customer.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
forgot about that, bro. That's crazy.
He was our
he was the first one.
Hunter Suits was our first new Scooter Zone customer. And, but yeah, the first day, bro, like, was just, it was just a crapshoot,
it was a mess. Like, bro, like,
but we had, like, at one time, we had over 200 and some odd people in the store.
Bro,
not circulating through.
We had
200 people in here. And shouts out to Doe, bro. How cool was
that? I never got it. I was about to say, I'm still rattled about it. I never got Doe that day.
Dude, Doe Creamery. So basically what Doe is, they make ice cream. And they came in here, they set up, and they gave, I think it was 200. Enough for 200 people.
Bro, they honestly might have been more than that. Everyone I saw out here literally had ice cream.
Yeah.
But me. I might have been the only person in the building. Just kidding.
But I don't think I got any.
Bro, those fire, though. Fire. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, it's over by the mall in Temecula. It's probably 5 minutes from here without any traffic or anything. What they do is they make their own ice cream, and they have the craziest flavors, bro.
In store, too.
Yo, yeah, in store. In the little back there. Super nice family that owns it and all that. Everyone that works there is super nice to us every time we go in. And, bro, they make, like, their own. They come up with their own flavors. And then they have, like, their own homemade, like, different things of cookie dough. So instead of getting, like, you know, like, chopped up Oreos and stuff like that on your ice cream, bro, you get cookie dough. But you can get, like, chocolate chip, brownie batter. Like, bro, the whole nine. Doesn't matter. What you name it, they got it.
My mouth is watering.
Bro, it's fire. But you might need to get rolled out of there once you're done with it.
You ain't lying.
It's a lot.
You ain't lying.
It's a lot.
What else happened? I know, I mean, oh, Prodigies came out?
Yeah, Prodigies,
all
bro.
New Prodigy.
Bro, S9. If you need an S9, you know where to find us at www.thescooterzone.com. Find all your needs.
You always do that www.
Yeah.
You never say 3W.
It sound official.
www. 3W. It's W, yeah. If you guys
grab
it, we have a bunch of the S9s right now. We also have the new KOS that also came out. The KOS, bro.
Beast.
So nasty. We got our first shipment today, and we haven't opened them yet. But
nah, I haven't even seen them yet.
I have seen them. They're nasty, bro.
I didn't see any of the new Prodigies before I opened them, and I opened them. I was like, bro, they went hard.
They're beautiful.
Because the old ones, they were cool. These ones go way harder, bro. I'm not even going to lie. No cap. No, bro. They go way harder.
A lot of people are upset. And that's what I thought, too.
About what?
Like, why are you guys upset? Like, not a lot. I'm not going to say a lot of people are upset. Some people are upset because the Prodigy didn't get a full makeover.
I mean, but
I'm like, bro. Well, because here's the thing. What other company has given a scooter a full makeover every year for 8 consecutive versions
what
of
happens
scooter.
When you start doing that is when you start having like faulty scoots, bro. Why would I redesign everything every year? So when I make a new design, I can just get backlash for like, oh, this isn't as strong as last year, blah blah blah.
Bro, we sell a ton of Prodigies here, and people absolutely love them. Oh. And they changed the things that I think that did need to be changed.
Yeah.
I don't think the bars need to be changed because it's still a Reaper V2 style bar. Everybody absolutely loves that. The fork, I'm not saying the Prodigy S8 fork was great, but changing that fork to the diamond fork completely changed like the whole front of the scoop.
It does look better.
And then the colors, bro, they nailed.
So, yeah, colors go so hard.
Toxic is by far my favorite.
Toxic's sick. I would probably say my favorite is the White Street.
Yeah, the White Street.
The White Street or the White Street, yep.
White Street, I think we're almost out.
Bro.
We're almost out.
Okay, yeah, no.
Yeah, they went quick. The White Street is just because, like, I haven't seen a full white deck like that in a cool minute.
No.
I mean, I've seen some. Like, I'm not gonna take away from every company out there. Yeah, but how long ago? Yeah, it's been
exactly.
A while. I think the last full white deck that I remember that was in full production, with the exception of Epic, because Epic James made quite a few white decks. Was like District,
yeah,
like a V2I,
yeah,
a V2I, or like. I know. Ooh, off the top of my head, I can think of like a V2I. Was it Ryan Upchurch deck?
It was white. I think his was white.
His was
I think
white.
You're right.
And then Chris Gascoigne's deck way back in the day. Was that before you? I think that was before you, because I think that was before
who made
you.
It. James?
Phoenix
made it.
Yeah. Chris.
Dude, that was before me then.
Chris went.
Or maybe that just went over my head.
Chris went to...
God, there's no way it was.
He moved to Oregon for a while to work with Phoenix.
Gascoigne?
Mm-hmm. He moved out there. And it just didn't work out. He ended up coming back. We had a signature deck. Yeah.
And I mean, Phoenix didn't work out it themselves.
Well, Phoenix was working out just fine until Tom decided that he was going to kind of screw...
Phoenix went hard,
screw,
bro.
Dude, he screwed everybody over, bro.
Phoenix, bro. Like, Phoenix was the company.
Okay, I'm actually...
Straight up.
Like, it's very rare that I actually call people out, but I'm going to call this dude out right now because I'm still, like, upset about this.
I mean, dude, you're... Bro... I remember when your Revenge came out, like, I was like, dog, these decks are it.
Yeah.
Like, this is it. Like, literally, you can grind and do any kind of flip trick you want to do on it.
You know what the reason they, like, Revenge kind of, I mean, it was successful, but you know why it technically, like, wasn't that successful is because they lasted too long.
Yeah.
That was the reasoning.
Yeah. Dude, they
and
went
plus
hard.
Plus, they're $280.
They were, they were really expensive at the time, but.
And we sold a ton of them.
But. Dude, think at that time, what other deck was there like available that like would have been right there with it? Mm-hmm. That would have last maybe like half as long, and like because like what you were probably spending like $50 less to get a different deck.
Yeah.
When you could just spend the extra $50 and get a deck that went hard, bro. And they had sick colors, and they had signature colorways, and the whole nine.
They were sick. They were really cool. That was probably within that time frame. Like the Revent and time frame and like the Phoenix session, like that whole time frame. I think that was my favorite point in scootering.
And dude, honestly, and straight up, the Ion might have been one of my favorite decks I've ever ridden in my life.
I didn't like it.
I liked it for some reason.
I didn't like it because they never made the size that
you wanted.
Because it was weird, bro. It was weird how they decided to test that deck. So the way that they tested that deck was they sent the deck to each rider, but there was only one. Like there was only
just like one size.
Was that you? There was one scooter deck, and everybody on the team rode it. But they instead of like having whatever 5-10 of them made, they just made one and sent it all around. And I understand, like it's expensive to make a deck.
Whoa!
They made one,
and just passed it around.
Passed one deck, one singular, like not one of a size, one singular scooter deck, like it would fit on the table.
Hey, bro, you ride this for 2 months, doggy. I gotta give it to my boy after that.
John wrote it. I wrote it.
Come on, son.
Cooper Clark.
That's crazy.
Cooper wrote it.
That's crazy, bro.
Dan wrote it. Like, who else was on the team? Evan Larson, he wrote it. Yeah. Like, and it wasn't a bad deck. It was just too big for me at the time. I think it was I want to say it was 5 wide. Was it 5? I think it was 5 wide and 21 long, and that was huge at the time.
Well, I
bro.
Remember stands
5-2-5.
Stands was, I looked at, I was like,
yeah, that thing was huge.
And you look at the decks now,
and he was like, he was always saying like, this is the future, and we all just thought he was burnt. He was kind of burnt.
Yeah,
but
this is the future. For
could you imagine if Stan was still here? He would have the biggest scooter. You know, like he'd just be ahead of everybody, bro. When it came to that. But he was at the point where he was way too ahead. You were too far, bro. Like Andrew. He was in space. Like, he was way out
space.
There.
Space.
Yeah.
Space with it.
I'm a space man.
Rocket man. Bro, that's crazy, though.
I think that's the only other the only other job I could see Andrew do is being an astronaut.
An astronaut? Yeah, bro. I'd literally not see him anywhere doing anything else.
With two little holes in the front.
With for his muzzle for his muzzle to pop out. Shout out Movember, dog.
Are you doing that?
Yeah.
Really?
I've been here.
You been
I
here?
Got this weak mustache going, you know what I'm saying?
You don't go here?
Nah.
Nah,
it
dude?
Looks like black pepper. If I put like Elmer's glue and then just dumped a bunch of pepper on my face, that's what it looks like. So
I just shaved 2 days ago.
I'm so bummed, dude. I can't grow a beard, dog. And like my mustache hair is like light.
Dude, I can't do no shit in November.
This fool goes, I don't remember where I was the other day. The guy goes, hey, bro, your hair is sick. I like that. And I had just done it. So it looked decent. I was like, oh, thanks, dude.
Oh, he goes, the blonde?
He goes, yeah, he goes, eh, dang, bro, did you dye your mustache too? And I was like, oh. I was like, nah, I didn't actually, bro.
Oh, dude.
And then you could tell he's like, oh.
My bad.
And in his head, he's like, oh, dang it, dude. Like, dang it, why did I just ask this guy that?
That's just
I was like, dude.
That's like asking a woman like how far you're along when she's not pregnant.
Dude, straight up.
I ain't saying anything.
Bro, oh my goodness.
I never like.
I never.
If I know for a fact somebody's pregnant. If I know for a fact somebody's pregnant, I ain't saying.
Nah, nothing. I ain't saying nothing. Nah, you literally asking to die that day. You're asking for it.
Yeah, no, don't make that mistake, bro.
No,
that's
do
all bad.
Not. Just
that's a bad one.
Say, no, yeah, I'm not even going to get there. I'm not even going to go there. But speaking on scooter parts, you seen that? That 7? You seen that?
Dude.
North?
North scooters, dude. They're going hard on that.
Going hard. I didn't think it was going to happen before the end of the year, but it did.
I didn't think so either.
That was the April Fool's joke. Oh, I'm making 7.
Who was
I'm making 7. Yeah, it was like a couple of different companies. Even the smaller ones were kind of like, yeah.
7 wide
seven,
by 24.
Bro. 7.
24,
I'm
right.
Riding 6.6. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Matt's riding 6.6, and he's about
big.
To go down.
Yeah, I'm going back down.
He's not feeling it.
Yeah. Dude, I love the deck. It's super good. It's light. It's really fun to ride. It's just a lot, though. It's just a lot.
That's a lot, dude. That's a lot of scoop.
Yeah.
That's a lot, because you're riding 23, not 24, right?
Yeah, I'm riding 23. And
that's still, dude. I mean, my deck is... I ride a 4.75, 20 and a quarter at the moment. So your deck is 2 3/4 inches longer than mine.
Those numbers went right over my head. Right over.
And almost an inch bigger on each side.
Dude, it's big. Like I said, I like it a lot. It's fun, but it's just too much. It's like I want more of my feet hanging off, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you want like the ball of your toe
sounds
almost.
Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like almost like my heel is almost on it. I got baby feet, dog. I got small feet. Size
you
9.
You and your brother.
Size 9. We wear the same, bro, me and him, we could share the same closet if we wanted to.
Straight up, huh?
Yeah, I swear. Same everything. Same waist, size, everything.
I think
But I'm still bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? And that's on the set.
Shoot.
Nah, but yeah. I think I'm going to go back down to 6, bro. I don't even think I'm going to play around in between size. I think I'm just going back down to 6.
Yeah, I'm going to do like a 6.2.
Nah.
Here's my thing about a 7 wide. 7 inches. I'm not saying it's a bad move, but what I'm saying is if you're riding a 7 with 110 wheels, I think that might be a bad
bro,
move. You can't turn.
No, you can't. No, there's no way. Like, I promise you, dude, like, riding a 6.6 with 24 is chill. There's absolutely no way you're going to be able to ride 24s on a 7.
The people that will ride a 7 are the people that are hitting sets, like rails, that are going straight. They're jumping onto a rail. Like let's say, like, Zach, right, when he was doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Had he had a 7, no problem.
Oh,
I've
probably done it for, like,
no problem. First go, yeah. Like, those are the people that are gonna be riding 7s.
Yeah.
The people like you that want to, like, I'm not aiming, of course. Like, I'm not aiming at anyone. I'm just throwing my personal one out there.
It does make it a little easier though when you got the big deck, son.
When it comes to what?
When it comes to locking in 50s and stuff.
Hell
like that.
Hell yeah,
you bro.
Dude, remember when I rode your scoot and I did 50? No, it wasn't yours. It was Steve's fins, and I did 50-50. Heel out on the phone
box,
and that was why you had to get yours.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't have done that on my 4.75.
No way.
Hell no.
Nah, dude. Nah. But even like, dude, I mean, even like, cause Colin did make a 7 for himself, and he rode it around. He even said like it's sick to cruise, but like if I was gonna do tricks, no way I'm riding this thing.
We're gonna grab a couple though.
Yeah. No,
we'll have a couple.
You know?
Like, because so, I am curious.
Someone's going to cop them.
Because I'm curious.
I really
like,
do want to see it, though.
I want to buy it just to see it. Right. Like, I want to see it. I want to see, like, wow.
Yeah.
And the people that do come in to the store and are like, you can go from this size, which is probably going to be like my deck.
Yeah.
Or you can, and he can go to the top end. You know, that's it. But
no way I'm getting that one, though.
That is
no
it's intense. Way. Dude. That's intense.
No way I'm getting that one.
No?
Nah.
Not even a mess.
Absolutely impossible. Nah. Even if I lost a bet, I wouldn't even know.
Yes, you would if you lost a bet.
Yeah, if I lost a bet, I would. But yeah. I wouldn't even make a bet about it, though.
No,
like,
you
there's no
just,
way.
You probably just grab one and like have it in your room. That's like
yeah, just to have. Just to, maybe like put it on for the scoot for like a sesh. Maybe like, or even if you want to go that hard, have like a scoot that I like cruise on.
And then
type
in, like,
thing.
And then in a year, 7.75 is going to come out.
Yeah. All right, bro. Like,
when's it going to end? It's got to end.
It's got to.
Because like, where are skateboards at? What's a big ass board is 8.5. That's a big ass board. Like I know there's bigger. Like I know they got those rocket boards and stuff like that, but
yeah, don't count.
An 8.5 dude is a big ass skateboard. And that's what
we're
I ride.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
And we're on a scooter.
Well, that kid on Instagram has those deck extender thingies and his is like 10, bro.
10?
I think so. It's like 9 or 10, something crazy. It's bro, like it literally like it's crazy.
I could not imagine riding even a 7. I can't imagine myself, especially
like actually seshing that. Nah, especially that 10 wide that dude rides. I think his name's like
Childish Gambino.
Yeah, it's I think it's Flambino.
Flambino.
I think it's Childish Flambino. I think that's what it is. I think if you want to check him out, check that deck out.
Who do you think is going to be like? Give me 5 people that are going to ride. A special appearance, bro.
Miles Barkley. Hello.
Hey, my sweet girl. Marley was she's actually only featured in one podcast other than this one.
Second one. Come here.
Get 5 people that are gonna ride that thing. Come here, baby. You know?
Who are they?
Who are they? And I think I know at least one.
I honestly, dude, I don't even know if anyone on the team, because like, dude.
Okay, let me rephrase this. Who is going to ride a 7 wide deck,
period.
Regardless of who makes it.
Okay.
Let's just say every company in the world makes a 7. Who, give me 5 people that you think are going to ride that. I know of one.
Logan.
Yeah, Fuller. That's definitely one. Jake. I think Jake would. I mean, signature 6'6".
Yeah.
I think he'd go to 7.
He's pretty close. Dude,
what about John Dev? I don't think so because
I don't even think so.
I think he does too many like spins and turns.
I don't think he would. And his I forget the size of his deck.
6'2", I think.
Yeah, something like that. 6'2", something like that.
What about?
I don't know.
Hershey,
like maybe because he cruises and he gets down. He still gets down, but like he's more cruising for his.
Nobody on tilt, you think? Team. You think Zach would?
No.
You don't think so? What about Euro boys? What about like Charles Padel? Oh,
dude.
I could see Charles having one, not being his main.
I can see most of those dudes like just getting in, like, oh, you know what, like I'm gonna go, I just worked all day, I'm gonna go sesh. And then maybe cruise around on a 7 kind of thing. But like, dude, a lot of those guys even still do a lot of tricks though. Like even John Dev does a lot of tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than grinds and like some of the tricks he does on a 7 wide deck, and like the North decks aren't the lightest deck on the market.
No,
not that those guys really care about weight anyways, but you know, dude, yeah, the 7 wide deck is gonna add a little something.
They do have some very nice looking scoots though, like
bro.
I love Nate Flamongo's deck. I think it's so cool.
Yeah,
so colorful. There's so much on the bottom.
I really like the head tube though. I
head tube
really
does look
like
very
the
nice.
Native head tubes. Yeah. It looks so good.
You get, is that what you're gonna get?
I'm
bro?
An S1.
That's your next
Speaking
one.
Speaking of that, yeah.
Flamongo.
It's been haunting me.
623. Kevin's is the same.
It's I think I might get Kevin's, bro. I like Kevin's. I like how subtle it is.
Is it 623?
I think
I'm gonna go to thescooterzone.com.
www.thescooterzone.com.
I'm gonna find out.
In
right
stock,
now.
In store, and online.
Let's see.
You already know. I think it's 23 though. I'm like 95% sure it's 23.
I'm pretty sure it is too.
Because 22 is too short for your boy. 23 is pushing it. 22.5 is my absolute favorite length. But if I had to pick between, it'd be 23. Native, I like the more foot space.
Native Advent Refined Nate Fleming deck. Nathan Fleming deck, I should say. Is definitely a 6 wide by 23 long.
Si, and senor.
The Native Advent Refined Kevin Austin signature deck is 6 by 23.
Yep.
So you're in the same both same both with 3 degrees of concave and and you can ride 120 30 125 30s 12 standard wheel compact. That's one thing about
it's crazy.
I got to give credit to them, bro.
Crazy. You can ride anything on that deck, yeah. Bro. And even their forks do it. Their forks do the same the whole nine.
I'm mainly going off of like their forks.
Yeah.
Is it them and Urban Art?
Yeah, Urban Art's really good at it too.
Civic Fork, I got to give credit where credit's due, bro. Urban Art, like they have a pretty good system when it comes to riding a 12 standard. I love the fact that they just they make it possible, which is cool.
Yeah, dude. Well, because I don't have to only ride Ethic parts to ride 12 standard.
Yeah.
Because there's dudes I like 12 standard, you know. Ricky's the only person I know.
Walter, I think, rode it for a while.
Yeah, Walter was a big 12 standard guy too. The other one was Efrain. Efrain used to ride a lot of 12 standard stuff.
And
big Ethic stuff guy.
And our boy that was here was Ethic. Why am I drawing a blank right now? Oh, drawing a blank, dude. It's not good. He was here. He was riding the Halfie with us. Frenchie. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? August.
Oh, yeah, August, yeah.
August, I think he rode or rides 12 standard.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
It's big,
dude. I'm telling you right now, I couldn't do it, dude.
It's big.
Dude, I'm really not a weight weenie, but.
It's just a dude, lot, bro. It's a lot.
Ricky's
again.
Scooter, bro. Shout out Ricky, homie. But, bro, his scooter, dude, it weighs like a BMX setup.
And he's all about it. Loves it.
He loves it, though. He loves it. Says the deck is amazing. The scooter is fire. Looks good. It's got good parts on it, but, dude, whew. That thing is a tank, son. Big as heck.
Yeah, that's intense, dude. I like even mine. So we have my deck, and my deck is tiny, dude, compared to most of the ones on that wall. But that's just I'm just so used to riding it, and I know a lot of kids are cool with that too.
Well,
but like I when I rode even the 6.6 deck, like it feels good and things like that. So I know I'm going back to that, but it feels good. But I could feel me grabbing. I could definitely feel me grabbing, dude.
There's no way, dude. There's no way you're doing any kind of real tricks on that thing. It's just too big. You can't lean, you know, like it. Nah, it just wouldn't work, bro. The way the axis of the whip and everything, dude, it's just not. It just wouldn't work.
You want to hear a funny story? When I was a kid and I was riding. Like essentially a full razor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like razor fork, razor butt, like the whole nine yards. And I was learning, I had just learned backflip triple whips, just learned them. And SR was coming out with like their buff, or they had already come out with their buff bars. There's a buff bar and an SR fork with ICS. And I remember like I was offered one by Twan, shouts out Twan. And he was like, hey bro, I have a set of buff bars and an SR fork if you want to ride it. And the SR fork was just so iconic at the time. It still is to this day.
Still is.
If you can,
wish I had one.
If you can find one, bro, it's iconic.
Yeah.
And I took it and I remember thinking to myself, like, well, flip triples are done because of a buff bar and an SR fork. And it ain't nothing. Nothing, bro.
Dude,
nothing compared
I
remember
to it. How heavy them boys were.
Yeah, but my whole scoot was still lighter than everybody else's scoot at the skate park today, unless you're riding like tie bars and a pan.
Unless you go to San Diego, Claremont.
Yeah, dude, straight up. Every kid out there, bro. Oh my God.
Same setup.
Dude.
Ties, Pando.
Those SD
Air
parents.
Air Force Ones.
Those SD parents, they'd be spending it on those scoots, bro. It's crazy. Yeah, because every scoot out there is like.
No, they're all the same. And they all know it too. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. They
come into the shop. Yeah. They're like, I had to. Shout out Kylo. Kylo's the homie, bro. He's cool
here
guy.
Early, right?
Not today, but.
Who was the homie that was here earlier? I always forget his name. Little homie. Little homie came and got a helmet.
Oh, Evan.
Evan.
Yeah, Evan. Evan's sick, too. He's cool.
Is he from Mesty? Or is he out here?
No, he's from Temecula. Yeah, Temecula kid. Yeah, he's a Temecula local.
I think I just don't see him that often.
Nah, well, we don't. You don't ever. I mean, how many times do you go to Temecula Skate Park? Once every
couple
when
weeks,
a full
few
moon
weeks.
Shows up, you'd be gone.
Dude, I went yesterday. I was riding the skate park, right? Riding skate park. This is my video. I went to do a bar spin, dude. Like, just kind of like that lazy, like super lazy bar spin, right? Like, you know how you do it when you go to like ride flat. You like that lazy tail up, like lazy ass kind of thing. Bro, I went to do it. AJ was behind me too. AJ's riding behind me screaming and stuff. I'm like, just going to jump like this pyramid that we jump every day. We like flip whipped it. Like we've done plenty of combos over it. Go to bar spin. Missed the bar.
All bad.
Missed the bar, dude. Bro. Land. And of course, my scoot couldn't get away from me. Land on my scoot. Stumble. I start rolling. Scoot goes with me. Pop my shoulder out. Done. Bro. And Jess had to put it back in for me.
If I get hurt at Temecula, I'm so upset at myself. It's not worth that's that park is not worth anything.
Bro,
not worth it, bro.
I've definitely escaped a few.
I'll be so upset. I'd be so upset.
I don't know if I've ever gotten like worked at Temecula. I don't think I have. Like worked. I've definitely got worked at Cal Oaks. Have you gotten worked pretty bad? You got like a KO?
Nah, no KO. I mean, like when I was doing whip from 50s, when I was learning those, I wrecked myself really bad. But other than that, I haven't fallen that hard in a while.
Hmm.
I'm gonna keep it that way. I'm too old to be falling like that, bro.
I wish I could say the same thing.
I'm too old. Wrap me up with bubble wrap.
I get too greedy, too cocky real quick.
See, I don't.
I try to bar spin something. I bar spin every single day, and I
just jump bodied. I just jump it.
I'm glad nobody saw it, dude.
Keep it simple. Plain and simple. Jump it.
Heel whip.
The lowest amount of air and everything I could get. Real there. Bro, I'm not here trying to moon jump, boost. Nah, I'll leave it to you guys. That's all you. There you go. More power to you. I'll be watching here, sitting here watching, right here with Marles Jr. You know? I'm not doing all of that, bro. Dude, no way.
Not your
thing.
No
way. Dude, I wake up in the morning, my back hurt, my knee hurt.
Oof.
Just think if I go to the skate park and rack myself like that.
Preach, dog.
Nah.
Preach.
Nah.
Hey, what about like, have you been filming a lot lately or no?
Like myself filming or like riding and someone filming me?
Mm-hmm. That.
No. Yeah. I just rode actually for the, like, actually rode Homie Sesh the other night. We went to Indian. It was like me, Jess.
You,
me, Jess, Christian,
AJ,
Tito.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Mason.
Oh, I didn't get to go.
Yeah, you, I'm not sure where you're at. But it was chill, dude. We had the whole park to ourselves.
Yeah, where was I?
I don't know. You were going somewhere.
Oh, it was dinner with.
Yeah, you had family dinner. That's what it was. Was it family dinner? Or was that the other day?
No, I think I was just going to dinner with Kenzie.
Maybe that's what it was.
Went with cheesecake.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even remember what day I went to.
Either way, I was not there.
Yeah. No, it was sick, though. We had the whole park to ourselves. I was riding. But, dude, honestly, it just made me kind of think. It was like, I probably just want a smaller deck, to be honest. It was fun. The deck's nice. I like it a lot. I'd recommend it, but.
But it's time.
Yeah.
It's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
That's a lot of scoop.
That's a lot of scoop. A
lot of scoop.
It's a lot.
So, 623 then.
Yeah.
623. Yeah. Like, it's funny. Now I think back and ask you that. So social media, dude. Social media and scootering. Like, what would you say social media is doing for scootering, and what would you say it's doing against? I already know. Like, we all know it's doing the same thing for scootering that it's doing for every other
industry. Yeah, it really is. So that's the big positive of it. But I'd say the most positive thing coming out of this year so far, bro, is like a lot of like. ESPN, SportsCenter, like obviously SportsCenter, ESPN hand in hand. But a lot of those guys have been posting scootering stuff, no matter what it is.
Yeah, like
someone just doing something cool, doesn't matter what, just on a scooter.
What was the one? Oh, the double flip. The 10-year-old doing the double flip.
That was like last week. That was the other kid that was getting sketched in and did that like up like 20 something rail. Great. Oh, sorry, Marley. Scared you.
Oh, that was
I don't even know his name, Nathan. Dude. Bro, I watched that and I was like,
I went to Woodward with that dude years ago.
Like, where's he from?
He's from France, I think.
Really?
Definitely Europe somewhere.
Yeah, that's definitely a European trick.
Yeah, and he's like, when I went to Woodward with him, he was like a little kid, bro. Little kid riding skate
full
parks.
Full pads and everything?
Full pads, just riding skate parks. And he just like wanted to ride and do his thing. He was young, bro. Like he was young. And him and I rode a lot because he was like a nice kid. And he was like saying that he was stoked that we were there the same week. He was just like a cool kid to ride nice with. Kid, and nowadays, like he won Olay Street Rider, or was it Street Rider of the Year, Part of the Year, Trick of the Year? One
it,
of those.
It might, yeah, I think it was like Trick or something.
Or Video. Was it Video?
I don't know.
He won something with the Olay thing.
Yeah, and winning anything with Olay is sick.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyways, that's cool. And like he, so he's like, and he's taking over, dude. He's killing it. Killing it in the streets, riding a lot, filming a lot, and just obviously getting on ESPN.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That ESPN stuff is no joke. Even like Barstool will be posting some stuff. Like I saw Jordan on it this year doing like a flare flat. Dude, and honestly, if you read the comments, most of them are pretty positive. Like, obviously, you have your meathead in there, dude. Like, oh, you guys still ride scooters and stuff. It's like, bro, like...
Where's your originality at, bro?
You're still a grown-ass man worrying about what someone that's not even 20 years old is doing with their time. Well, even people, if I was grown. Like, bro, it's so weird. I've never understood that.
And people are scrolling right past those nowadays, dude. Because it's over, dude. Nah, it's like, you're stuck, a weenie, bro. You're stuck in COVID time, bro.
Straight up.
You're stuck on... You're one of those dudes that just keeps talking about this and that about a vaccine. Like,
so
shut
stupid.
Up.
Like, bro,
shut
we're
up.
Over it now.
Yeah, it's done, we're dude. Done. It's the done same thing with the scooter. You scooter? Yeah, you're gay, bro.
Sick, yeah, like, oh, sick, dude. Like, bro, like, no one does... No, like, you should... Nowadays, like, bro, if you do anything to be cool, you're goofy. I don't care what or who you are.
It doesn't
goofy.
Matter what you do. Somebody's going to hate
weird
you.
Weird energy, bro.
Somebody's going to be stoked that you're doing something that's different than them. Somebody's going to be pissed that you're doing something that's different than them.
Nah. Even if you skateboard and you skate because you think it's sick, like, that's still goofy. You should just do it because you like it, bro. Like, you shouldn't have to do anything to make an image, which is another thing which falls into that category of scootering and social media. Which I really think it is doing a lot of good, but also like it still puts this weird thing in kids' heads where like, oh, I got to get this many followers. I got to edit my stuff like this. I got to do this trick, do this, do that, do this, do that. So it comes kind of like you get like a little follow party going on. Like everybody kind of just does the same thing. Like a lot of the same music is used for park stuff. A lot of the kids kind of edit their stuff the same way.
You know, I think that one of the things that I think social media, and it's not even like what it's not necessarily social media that relates to scootering, right? Like I'm not saying like there's, because scootering just scootering, like nobody actually cares, you know?
You really, I mean like, dude, you really shouldn't take your, even no matter what, like you shouldn't take yourself that seriously anyways. Like you really shouldn't. Like you should not wake up and take scootering like to this weird extent where you just being like super,
I think people definitely should take it serious.
I mean,
you know, and I'm not saying that's, you know, it's, but what I'm saying is people that ride scooters, they just post and about them riding scooters and that's it. Anything that's dramatic that makes it, you know, to Instagram via the scooter world, it blows up right away. Right. Yeah. Like that. But I'm talking about everything else that people are posting, right? Like, let's say, like, I follow this account called Today Years Old, and they post a lot about, like, what's going on, but whoever runs that account is very one-sided.
Yeah.
Because they'll post a lot of things that's, like, you know, like, pro this, pro that,
like one
pro this, pro that, saying, like, why would you do this when you're an idiot? Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they'll post a lot about the vaccine. Yeah. I personally don't. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
You know, they'll post a lot about like presidential elections, and they'll post a lot about that kind of stuff, and very like one sided. And I think that's making kids getting a lot more of like me versus you.
What's all it is now?
Like it's very me versus you.
It's I'm
mentality.
Right, you're wrong. Yeah. Is what it is, and it's boof.
Yeah.
Like I've never
nobody can just be right.
Like, I like Adidas and you like Nike. Like, bro, who cares? Like, I'm still going to be friends with you at the end of the day. Like, I don't care. Like, you ride your scooter one way. And that's one thing, too, is, like, there's still this weird, like, park street thing, which is kind of getting a lot more integrated now. But there's still some weird thing in, like, some of the kids' heads where, like, I have kids still say, oh, like, I've heard those wheels are street, but I, like, don't go, I don't ride street. I'm like, I'm like, dude, like, what?
Stop.
Like, did you get that from? Like, well, I don't like T-bars because it's like a street bar. I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why? Like, why? So that's another thing. Like, I kind of feel like sometimes people just don't really think for themselves. But that's in everything, you know, like it's, I kind of just feel like nowadays it's really easy to think through other people.
What do you mean?
Like, instead of me coming up with my own opinion on like a part or this or that, a lot of kids come up and be like, hey, my friend told me this. I can't ride this because I have this. And I'm like, well, like, you can if you want.
Right.
You can. Like, you don't have, there's no right or wrong answer to anything scooter related at all. There's no right or wrong answer besides like putting your scooter together. The parts you put on your scoot to ride it, whatever you want, doesn't matter, dude. Like, it doesn't matter, you know? But I think I've actually enjoyed social media. The stuff I follow for scootering wise, I've actually really enjoyed it this year. I haven't really had any real issue or anything. Did you hear that too?
Yeah, you heard that?
Yeah.
Someone's here.
This place is haunted, bro. I swear.
No, somebody's actually here. Hang on. Stay here, Matt.
Wait, really?
Stay here. It might be Tito
on. Yo. I hope so. I'm getting kind of spooked out right now, son. Yeah, AJ. Is it? Nah, let him stay out there. You're yelling? I just heard him. I have my headphones on, so I heard
him. You can still hear him. Yeah, it's just AJ and Tito out there.
We'll see how long we can leave him out there for.
Yeah, let's do another 45 minutes.
All right.
Yeah,
AJ.
Yeah, we stole Tito's camera for tonight.
Yeah, we did.
We've done that every single pod.
Yep. Shout out Tito and your camera.
Mm-hmm. Except for the last one with Ryan, because Ryan had his own camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
We need to get another camera, so if anybody wants to donate one, let us know.
Give me your GoPro Hero 2.
Shoot. Somebody be walking in. They better not be trying to come in here right now, dude. I don't know. Oh, that's a motorcycle.
Yeah, I thought. Well, the other day, someone. It's like, I think I was the only one here, and someone starts honking their horn. I'm like,
dude, huh? So when I'm here at night,
nah,
by myself.
Nah, bro, this place is haunted. I swear, bro, I promise you, I'm not playing. I swear. Like, I've been here so many times. Even ask Brando. We'll get Brando on here. He'll vouch for me, bro. One specific time, we're upstairs, both of us. I was like doing emails, and he was doing orders. Huh? What?
Where?
We're like, in here, showroom. We're both upstairs. No one's here. Not a single soul. Not even you were here. We're like, did you hear that?
Sketch.
It's like, yeah, bro. Went downstairs. Dude, there's like four scoots off the racks I see right here on the ground. On the ground. Gone. Jeez. Boom.
Spooked you.
Bumped over. No one's here.
Spooked
like
you,
bro. Like four of them were on the ground, dude. Like in the rack. Like you have to pull those out. They don't just fall over. It wasn't like the ones that were sitting on the cabinet that we had in there. Nah. They were in the little stand. Nah. All the time. Footsteps. Doom, 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 going up and down. What else goes on here?
Just spooking you, bro.
Yeah, dude, just scaring me. And I believe it all. That's why I don't be watching scary movies.
Not for you.
Hey, I'll watch a Saw movie. I don't like watching people get their head chopped off. I'll watch it. But the second someone starts getting possessed and there's demons and the devil, leave me out.
You're
bro, I'm not watching that. I'm not. Absolutely not.
Hey, who's our next guest going to be, dude? Who's the next one? Marley?
Marley. Just kidding.
Come here, Marley.
She's not having it. What's up?
She's about to.
Bro. Should we just go straight for it, bro?
I mean, I know James wants to get over
James?
Here,
hey, dude, James would be sick. James would be cool. Sick. James would be super sick.
Yeah, it would be an interesting one just because it's like just two completely different stories. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it would be very much about like, because I want to hear about the things that, because a lot of what he did with Scooter Zone, like I was there and you were there.
Yeah.
And Ryan was there. But I know there's stuff that I don't
he's
know
holding
about.
On. Yeah, he's holding on to something that like.
I can know it, dude. And now, like, now he's not in the driver's seat anymore. So he has no reason to really hang on to it. And I know there's something.
He can air it out.
Yeah, now he's good. Like, he's told me a little bit. You know, he's definitely like a couple nights. This is probably like, I don't know, a month ago. We were in here. I was helping him out with some product photos for some things. Because
he's super good at the online stuff, you know.
Shoot.
Computer work.
I'll
hey,
take
you need, it. You need your website built.
Let me know.
I'm talking about James. Hit up James, bro.
No,
he
shoot,
nice
bro.
With it. Hit up James and the Bull.
Hey, Jamez will be there helping you out.
Hey, hopefully you don't watch this because he'd be squashing me like a bug next time
you
see
me. Yeah, he'd be pissed.
Oh, come on now.
Nah, but he was like, Tell me a little bit about like some of the things that he went that kind of happened. A lot of it's like, some of it's like kind of some like tax stuff.
Yeah,
and like things where like somebody's trying to come after him for something that he didn't have control over, yeah. And like things like that. Like people trying to. And just drama, dude. Yeah. A lot of it's like drama.
There's a lot of drama. Dude, there is a lot.
And I know, like I said, I know there's some stuff out there that company owners, like I'm not going to go telling everybody's like life story or nothing like that. But like, I know, Marley, just make the jump, bro.
Are you good? I thought she was stretching. She's
checking them out.
She like AJ trying to go for a 180 bright flip right now.
No way.
Oh, yeah. She's out. Let me see bright right now.
Yeah, she's
ain't going nowhere.
But like,
not bright flip.
But I know there's like a lot of different like me being in the spot that I'm in, like I've heard so many stories about things that have happened with different company owners versus this other company owner, and came down to like some crazy like a lawsuit or like people that have gotten in fights and like just crazy, dude. Yeah, for those of you guys that know what's going on in scootering, you don't actually know what's going on in scootering. What?
I think she farted, bro.
She crop dusted you.
Yo, son. Why you gotta do me like that right now?
She crop dusted your ass, bro.
Damn, Marley.
She's ready to go home.
I'm ready to go home, by the way. She's stinking over here now.
Marley.
Good look at her. Looking like she didn't do what?
Yeah, she.
Well, I didn't do nothing.
She's looking at me. She's pissed off because she didn't get none of that taco that I was even eating earlier.
I'm damn glad you didn't get none of that taco. I would have had doo-doo stain on my pant right here.
She
got dingleberries, Marley.
Oh, she I don't want to
talk
about
that.
Bro,
I hope not. Bro.
She got long hair, dude. It's all
bad. My dog. I'd have to wipe my dog's butt like a baby sometime. Take him on a walk. We'll get back. Bro, and his poops do not play. He be pooping in public land because I'm like, you ain't pooping in a lawn, son. I'm not picking that up. Bro, it is hot. And it's like humans. I'm like,
yeah,
the whole time.
I could see you.
Steamy. If it's cold outside, it steams, bro.
Oh.
I'm like, bro, what is that? You're a dog. That's a human dookie. I'm good off that. Right, Marley? But, bro, I think James would be sick for the next.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good one.
I say James or.
Yeah.
You know who.
Yeah, just because I really want
to. I want to, bro. I want to.
I know you is. Like, because every time I talk to this dude, it takes forever.
Yeah, bro.
And it would just be good because it'd be all about scootering, what's going on in the sport.
Yeah. Kind of thing. And he's got stuff up his sleeve too that Ryan's been telling me about.
Mm. Probably won't tell us about it.
Yeah.
Not
I may, probably not. Well, maybe.
We'll see.
Probably not.
We'll see.
It'd be sick though if he did, because nobody else would know. And like the only way you would know if you listen to this.
I don't even know what you're talking about, so I'm not gonna jump on it now.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we've already been going for almost an hour.
It's been an hour.
It's been an hour. And I think we've covered a lot of ground. We've got a lot of things done.
Yeah, went off the rails a couple times like
absolutely,
we usually do.
Like we always. Do.
Hey, that's a given now though. So just know every episode we're gonna go off the rails a couple times.
Absolutely,
it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
we'll come back.
I feel like
we come back.
We might. I might hit the loop around. I might not. I might get lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got a question.
I got an answer.
Who do you think the most?
Me.
Stop.
Just kidding.
Who do you think is the most influential street rider in scootering right now?
Oh, dude. In my opinion, I would say, okay, for me, I would say Devin, which is, could be Plush on Instagram. AKA 7Devin7, AKA Devin Swindus. His last name is very long.
Okay.
I'd say him. Obviously, John Dev. And then, and not in an order at all. Just, I'm just picking top three. Obviously, Isaac.
Probably. Isaac.
Dude, Isaac been doing it. So, I'd probably say those three. Off the top of my head, I would probably say, because they do Rider of the Year and stuff, like through OLA and stuff like that now. So I would probably say Devin or Isaac would probably fall into that category.
I think Juzzy.
Yeah, dude. Drezzy be doing crazy stuff. Just Drezzy like, be doing crazy
just
grinds.
Just as in, like, being an everything. Like influential, but yeah. I think that's another conversation for another day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's got, bro, he's got, so, like, he's like, we got to go get in depth for that boy. Like, in depth.
That man's just crazy.
I don't understand how Drezzy, he looks at
we got to get Drezzy out here.
That'd be sick, bro.
But until then, we're tuning out.
Tuning out.
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, we appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. You guys are absolutely amazing. We've now surpassed, like, I think we're at like 900 active listeners, and we are so appreciative of that. And if you guys need to get any scooter parts, you guys know where to go.
Tell them, Marley.
www.thescooterzone.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need bars, grips, wheels, completes, anything you guys need, we got it for you over here. Give us a call, 951-296-2222. We'll help you out with anything you need.
And if you get lucky, Marley might answer the phone herself.
Sheesh. Thanks again for listening, guys. Hope to catch you guys next time.
Peace, y'all.
Later.